Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Sanjay Mattu with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation celebrates 69th Republic Day today, main function held at Rajpath in the national capital. Marching contingents with ASEAN and 10 ASEAN nations add colour to the pageantry. All 10 leaders of ASEAN countries attend the ceremony as chief guests. Reports of Republic Day celebrations also coming in from all parts of the country and Indian missions abroad. President confers highest peacetime military decoration, the Ashok Chakra, on Air Force Corporal Jyoti Prakash Nirala posthumously. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Malaysian and Laos PDR counterparts this afternoon. Death toll in the South Korean hospital fire rises to 41. And in cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 131 runs to enter semi-finals of ICC Under-19 World Cup at Queenstown in New Zealand. The nation is celebrating its 69th Republic Day today. The main function was organized at Rajpath in the national capital, where President Ramnath Kovind took the salute of the parade. Under the custom to host a leader of a foreign country as the chief guest at the parade, this year, in a first, leaders of 10 ASEAN countries were the chief guests. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the three service chiefs paid tributes to soldiers at the Amar Jawan Jyoti at India Gate by laying wreaths. Before the parade, President Kovind conferred India's highest peacetime military decoration, the Ashok Chakra, posthumously on Indian Air Force Corporal Jyoti Prakash Nirala. Last year in November, Nirala had single-handedly shot down two terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir during an anti-terror operation and made the supreme sacrifice. More from our correspondent.
The parade started with flag-bearer contingent bearing the ASEAN and 10 ASEAN countries' flags. Marching contingents from Army, Navy, Air Force, Paramilitary Forces, BSF, SSB, ITBP, Delhi Police, NCC and NSS participated in the parade. India's strategic defense weaponry was also displayed during the celebrations. Tableaus of 14 states and 9 central ministries participated in the parade, presenting the varied historical, art and cultural heritage of India. For the first time, All India Radio was part of the parade, showcasing its journey of more than 8 decades in the domain of public service, promotion and preservation of socio-cultural and linguistic heritage. Punjab Tableau depicted the grandeur of Sangat and Pangat in a creative and comprehensive manner, and Maharashtra displayed the coronation of Chhatrapati Shivaji. Traditional marks of Assam featured the state's Tableau, while Kittu Kala of Kerala drew the attention. Buddhist heritage place Sanchi and monastery Kayagompa also featured in the Tableaus. Income tax department Tableaus showed the collective support of people to the clean money drive. 18 children awarded with National Bravery Award also participated in the parade. A newly raised women bikers contingent of Border Security Force made its debut on the Rajpath. The 27-member BSF Women Daredevils received cheers as they showcased their stunts and acrobatics on their bullet motorcycles. At the end, there was a spectacular flypast by Indian Air Force. The flypast commenced with the Rudra formation comprising 3 ALH, followed by the Hercules formation comprising 3 C-130J Super Hercules aircraft. The flypast concluded with Sukhoi fighter jet carrying out a vertical Charlie maneuver over the saluting dais. With Sheila, Anupam Mishra, AI News, Delhi.
Breaking away from tradition, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a long walk on Rajpath to greet the spectators after the Republic Day parade today. People appreciated him as he went close to seating enclosures with the spectators waving back at him. Reports of Republic Day celebrations are also coming in from different states and union territories. In Jammu and Kashmir, the main function was held at the MA Stadium in Jammu, where Governor N.N. Vohra hoisted the tricolour and took salute of the march past. In his address on the occasion, the governor asserted that various initiatives taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to secure friendly relations with Pakistan were yet to yield positive outcome. In Uttarakhand, the main function was held at the historic parade ground in the capital city of Dehradun, where Governor K.K. Paul unfurled the national flag and took the salute at the parade. The parade consisted of contingents of the Army, the ITBP, the SSB, Home Guards, PRD and the NCC. On the occasion, 48 police personnel were rewarded for their commendable services. In Uttar Pradesh, Governor Ram Naik took the salute of the parade at the main function held at Lucknow, in which Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present. More from our correspondent.
Children, youth, along with senior citizens were present in large numbers to take a glimpse of the famous Republic Day Parade in front of Vidhan Sabha in Lucknow, where cultural heritage of the state was displayed and various tableaux displayed social messages like cleanliness, women's security and clean Ganga. Parade started with display of valor, discipline and strength of armed forces and security men from other states like Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar also took part in it. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Lucknow.
In Gujarat, the state-level function was held at Mehsana in North Gujarat, where Governor O.P. Kohli unfurled the tricolour in the presence of Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. More from our correspondent.
Governor Sri O.P. Kohli has unfurled the tricolour at Police Parade Ground in Mehsana. He also inspected the parade and march past on this occasion. Horse and dog show remained the centre of attraction. Science Carnival, live wall painting, medical checkup camp and blood donation camp also organised on this occasion in the presence of Chief Minister Sri Vijay Rupani. The news of Republic Day celebrations also received from other districts of Gujarat. Yogesh Pandya, AIR News, Ahmedabad.
In Madhya Pradesh, the state-level function was held at Lal Parade Ground in Bhopal. Governor Anandibeen Patel hoisted the flag. In her speech, Mrs. Patel said that Madhya Pradesh has successfully come out of the tag of backward state and joined the league as a developing state. In Tripura, contingents of paramilitary forces, police, women police, home guards, NCC, scouts and guides and NSS, among others, participated in the Republic Day parades held at all district headquarters, including the state capital, Agartala. More from our correspondent.
The celebration began with the Governor Tathagata Roy unfurling the national flag and inspecting the march path by paramilitary forces personnel at Assam Rifles Ground in Agartala. Hundreds of school children wearing colorful costumes presented drills and cultural cues, patriotic song and music like Sare Jahan Se Achha, Hindustan Hamara being played. While addressing the gathering of Republic Day celebration, Governor Tathagata Roy greeted the people on this occasion and said that Tripura is having umpteen resources of gas and rubber and reiterated to develop the industries related to these sectors so as to move ahead the state. He further added that Tripura should be developed in tourism sector as there are lots of tourist places in the state. Rishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
In Nagaland, the state-level celebration was held at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. More from our correspondent.
Nagaland has been a partner in the development and progress of the nation since its creation. In this line, the state governor, P.P. Acharya, urged upon the people to continue and take due part in the rapidly growing economy of the nation. Referring to the upcoming state assembly elections due next month, the governor appealed to all the political parties and people to maintain peace, dignity and decorum so as to ensure smooth and peaceful conduct of election. Making an emphasis on connectivity with other nations, Acharya said Nagaland is the gateway to Southeast Asia, and with the center's act-east policy, there is a sign of great future. Ananda Jamir, AIR News, Kohima.
In Maharashtra, Governor C. Vidyasagar Rao unfurled the national flag at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. More from our correspondent.
In his address after unfurling the national flag, Governor C. Vidyasagar Rao said that it is a matter of pride that Maharashtra has registered an average economic growth of 9% over the last 4 years. Republic Day functions were also held in government offices, school and colleges, housing complexes, social organizations and at various district collectorates across the state. Mumbai Mayor Vishwanath Mahadeshwar hosted the national flag, the BMC office, SCSMT. Pooja Pal, AIR News, Mumbai.
Reports of Republic Day celebrations are also coming in from Indian missions abroad. In Nepal, the main function was held at the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu, where Ambassador Manjeev Singh Puri hoisted the national flag. Our correspondent reports that hundreds of Indian nationals also joined the Republic Day celebrations.
After unfurling tricolor, Ambassador Puri read out President's message. He handed over checks and blankets to the widows and dependents of ex-servicemen. On this occasion, 30 ambulances, 6 buses and books were also gifted to various health facilities and educational institutions of Nepal. Indian Ambassador also awarded prizes to 5 students for essay competition on the life and teachings of Sardar Patel, organized in October last year. The splendid performance by the students of Kendriya Vidyalaya and Modern Indian School, Artists of Indian Cultural Center and Nepalese Army Band and thrilled audience with the feeling of patriotism. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
In the United Arab Emirates, Indian Ambassador Navdeep Suri led the Indian expats in celebrating Republic Day celebrations by unfurling the tricolour at the embassy in Abu Dhabi. Indian Consul General in Dubai, Vipul, unfurled the national flag in Dubai. More from our correspondent.
Amidst patriotic fervor, Indian Ambassador Navdeep Suri in Abu Dhabi and the Consul General in Dubai led the Indian expats in celebrating the 69th Republic Day in UAE. It was Consul General Noor Rehman Sheikh in Jeddah and Ambassador Ahmed Javed in Riyadh who unfurled the tricolor amidst the presence of hundreds of expats from all walks of life. Padma Shri Yogacharini Nauf Marwai of Saudi Arabia was also part of the celebration in Jeddah. In Qatar, Ambassador P. Kumaran hoisted the national flag amidst chanting of Vande Mataram and Bharat Mata Ki Jai. In Dubai, the proud children of the Indian High School presented a colorful cultural program giving a glimpse of the diverse cultural heritage of the country. Kanchan Prasad, AIR News, Dubai.
In Sri Lanka, the main function was held at India House in Colombo where High Commissioner Taranjit Singh Sandhu unfurled the tricolour. The High Commissioner read out the message from the President of India. More from our correspondent.
Indian community in Sri Lanka from all walks of life had gathered at India House to celebrate the 69th Republic Day. BSF contingent displayed an elegant march past while a cultural troop enthralled audience with their song and dance performances. In his address, Indian High Commissioner Taranjit Singh Sandhu mentioned the strong relations between India and Sri Lanka and the deepening bonds between people of the two countries. Later in a brief ceremony at the IPKF Memorial near Parliament House, floral tributes were paid to the martyrs of Indian Armed Forces who had fought against the LTTE in Sri Lanka. Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at the rate AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Najib Razak, and Prime Minister of Laos, PDR Thongloun Sisulith this afternoon. Mr. Modi will discuss issues of mutual interest with the visiting dignitaries. Earlier, the Prime Minister held bilateral meetings with other ASEAN leaders who are in Delhi to participate in Republic Day celebrations. The death toll from South Korea's hospital fire has risen to 41. Officials said more than 80 people were injured in the accident. In a press briefing, the head of Miryang City's fire station, Choi Man-woo, said the fire started early morning at the rear of the emergency room on the first floor of Sejong Hospital in the southern city of Miryang, South Gyesong Province. He said some victims died on the way to another hospital. Hospital Director Song Byong Chiol said at least 177 patients, most of them elderly, were at the hospital and nursing home when the fire broke out. Veteran Bengali film actress Supriya Devi died of a severe cardiac arrest at her residence in Kolkata early today. She was 85. Born in 1933, Supriya Devi was known for her work over 5 decades. She had made her debut in Uttam Kumar's starrer Basu Parivar in 1952 and never looked back after Shonar Horin opposite Uttam Kumar in 1959. ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup, 3-time champions India beat Bangladesh by a comfortable 131-run margin to enter the semi-finals at Queenstown in New Zealand today. Batting first, India scored 265 in 49.2 overs, with Shubham Gill scoring 86 and Abhishek Sharma contributing 50. In reply, Bangladesh were all out for 134 in 42.1 overs, with Kamlesh Nagarkoti taking 3 wickets for 18 in 7.1 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates 69th Republic Day today, main function held at Rajpath in the national capital. Marching contingents with ASEAN and 10 ASEAN nations add colour to pageantry. All 10 leaders of ASEAN countries attend the ceremony as chief guests. Reports of Republic Day celebrations also coming in from all parts of the country and Indian missions abroad. President confers highest peacetime military decoration, the Ashok Chakra, on Air Force Corporal Jyoti Prakash Nirala posthumously. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Malaysian and Laos PDR counterparts this afternoon. Death toll in the South Korean hospital fire rises to 41. And in cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 131 runs to enter semi-finals of ICC Under-19 World Cup at Queenstown in New Zealand. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. And with that, we end the midday news.